You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Friday. It is day of days. By the way, Big Rig's on the board. Hey man, you doing good?
I'm doing good.
Did you know we have a special sound effect for Fridays? I don't know if you were told that.
I don't
think. That may be a gap in your training. Yeah. I apologize. You weren't here last Friday, were you?
No, I wasn't. So
dude,
I
you got to find the applause button followed by an explosion sound.
Like okay, here it is. Here it is.
Hit it. Followed by the explosion. Boom. Thank you very much. All right. Big Rig's training is still going on, but it is Friday. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
All good?
Yeah.
Yep. You running things by yourself, dude.
I'm trying to.
Launching the missiles from your solo workstation.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Hopefully I can remember everything. I already missed Butters.
Hopefully you can. You're going to do good. We're glad you're here. All right. Hey, we got a great show laid on for you, too, by the way. Coming up at 2:30, like right after the monologue, take a quick break. And we're going to have State Representative Ben Harrison coming on. State Rep Ben Harrison from North Alabama's got an update on things happening with the libraries. He was at the meetings, I believe. And then, oh, by the way, there is legislation pending. He can tell us about that, too, because the legislature goes into session next week. So 2:30, State Rep Ben Harrison. 3 o'clock following that is Stephanie Smith, president of the Alabama Policy Institute. We'll have Stephanie on to give us her insights and highlights on what she thinks is going to be happening in legislative parlance starting next week. Because, y'all, once the legislature goes into session, I'm telling you, I cannot say this more emphatically. The things that come out of Montgomery wind up affecting us even more than what comes out of D.C. more often than not. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. We'll update you. 3 o'clock, Stephanie Smith from API. And then I got a whole triple dipper full of stuff, man, so hit it.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, I got to ask the question. Here's the title of the Dipper, and it's a question. Are we a red state? I mean, for the love, are we really? Are we a red state? If we are indeed a red state, would that not mean that we tend to get more conservative things done? Well, again, there's a vast difference between being a Republican and being a conservative. But generally speaking, if you're a red state, you're more conservative. Oh, we got stuff happening. I'll tell you about it. Number one, triple dipper. Are we a red state? Number two, the story that has been flying under the radar. Have you heard about the trucking convoy headed down to Texas? Have you heard about the Dutch farmer protest, the French farmer protest, the Canadian farmer protest, or for that matter, the German farmer protest? Are you hearing about any of this grassroots efforts to call for more conservative principles and to do away with liberal issues like illegal immigration and, you know, climate change and whatever? Well, keep on trucking is number two on the Triple Dipper, and I'll tell you all about the stories that they're not telling you in the mainstream media. And then number three, I hope to get to it. I've just got a few what I call good news stories. I just looked at it and thought, what a great way to end the week, right? Let's get to the end of the show, and let me run down a few things that'll just warm the cockles of your little ruffian hearts, all right? So, yeah, number three, Triple Dipper, good news. Okay, well, let me jump over here to my monologue, The Right Side Way, and just remind you guys every single day that Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground in North Alabama, Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. In locations like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area, Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week, sees all ages, and they are there for you if you need them, and they are the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. All right. Look, there's a vast difference in appeasement, containment, and actual victory. Think about it. This is what you more often see in foreign policy with people who are opposing you. You see three choices, typically: appeasement, containment, or actual victory. Appeasement, that's the approach to conflict that first asks the question, what can I do to get you to leave me alone? Just please name your price. That's appeasement. Appeasement is an effort to buy peace by giving something away. It never really works. Containment is the approach to conflict that first asks the question, how can we keep them over there on their side and not come over here on our side? Well, containment's usually a short-term solution. Victory, though. Victory is the approach that starts with the question, what actions are we willing to make to ensure this never happens again? Victory, actual victory, is the only outcome to conflict that generates peace. So when the Biden administration gave pallets of cash to Iran and took the Houthis off the list of international terrorist organizations, that was a classic case of appeasement. If we give you things, will you leave us alone? Well, how's that worked out? When Obama tried to just keep ISIS at bay and not let them out of their box, it was an effort at containment. Look, you stay over there. We really, really mean it. There's a red line. Well, this past week, 10 years after the Obama containment started, three U.S. soldiers working at a forward operating base to combat ISIS were killed. How's that worked out? But victory is as much an attitude as it is an achievement. And it begs the question, victory does, what will we be willing to do? With that being said, what you are determining to win is the most important question. Is the thing you are trying to win more important than just yourself? Is it a cause that is bigger than yourself? Does the price of losing negatively impact the greater good? Is the cost of losing so great that it would have generational impact? And if the answer to all those questions is yes, then I would say that the price of victory should be whatever you are able to give plus more. Well, my sense is that right now we are in a cultural battle. There are aspects of change that are normal, things like technology and fashion and daily lingo. Those are all subject to change, and we expect that. I'm talking about the battle over actual culture, like what is right and what is wrong, what is acceptable, what is true, what is honorable. And right now, the principles, the truths, the values of this nation that we have long been known for are literally being shredded by those who have never actually even shared our values. And they cannot be allowed to win. We should not appease those who wish us harm. We cannot truly contain those who wish us harm. Victory. Victory. That is the only true solution in the culture war. Sir Winston Churchill is one of my favorite historical figures. Churchill was not actually the Prime Minister of Great Britain until 8 months into World War II. He was actually the successor to Neville Chamberlain, who is now often referred to as the Great Appeaser. In 1938, Chamberlain signed the Munich Agreement that effectively gave away parts of Eastern Europe to the Nazis without a fight. And less than a year later, Hitler violated that agreement and invaded Poland, and World War II commenced. So when Hitler's armies advanced further into Norway, Chamberlain's appeasement became unbearable. He resigned, and it paved the way for Winston Churchill to assume the role of prime minister in one of the darkest hours of modern history. But Churchill, he was no appeaser. He was not content to merely contain the enemy. He knew that his call to such a time as that was that only for one purpose, the actual survival of British culture. Churchill wasted no time. He called for an immediate and unprecedented emergency meeting of Parliament and delivered a short landmark speech that is, in my opinion, the British version of the Gettysburg Address. Here's the operative part, and I'll quote it for you, and just imagine it in Churchill's voice, all right? He said, "We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I can say it is to wage war by land, sea, and air, with all of our might and with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark, lamentable catalog of human crimes. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer it in one word. It is victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror, victory however long and hard the road may be, for without victory there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire, no survival for all that the British Empire has stood for, no survival for the urge and the impulse of the ages that mankind would move forward toward its goal. But I take up my task with buoyancy and hope. I feel sure that our cause will not be suffered to fail among men. At this time I feel entitled to claim the aid of all and to say, come then, and let us go forward together with our united strength." What a speech, man. What an attitude. He was literally telling the people of Great Britain and all those leaders who had been appeasing Nazi imperialism that the line had now been drawn, the cause was too great, and the victory would come at any cost, because the price of appeasement was defeat. The price of containment was defeat. The only solution for Britain and its people was victory. But the threats that I'm talking about right now that we are facing, you and I, right here, they're really kind of more esoteric at the moment. They are to some just concepts, just ideas, just things that deserve to be shaped or molded and set aside at the whims of society. But if you believe that they are actually principles and truths, things that make us better people, a successful culture, then you have to understand that we have to be busy about saying no to those who are determined to bring about the downfall of this great nation. You see, it's not enough to say, I believe in liberty, or I believe the Constitution should be strictly construed. It's not sufficient to simply dislike having freedom of religion, or to believe firmly that God made two genders and they can't be changed. We have never been a culture that simply abdicated the well-being of our children to perpetrators. We are a nation that has actual borders. We are a nation where criminals are punished, and we are a nation that honors our military and wants it to be strong. We are a nation who recognizes and appreciates the rule of law. We love our first responders. And yet all of that, and more, are being openly opposed by a vocal and uncaring minority who see American culture as their playground. The progressive left believes that we as conservatives call principles are nothing but like modeling clay so they can mold it and shape it as they see fit. My friends, this is the by God United States of America. We better start acting like it. Because right now the threat is real, but it comes from within. So what sacrifices are you willing to make to preserve it? Appeasement, containment, or victory? And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. I mean that with all sincerity. This is serious times in which we live. I'm not trying to be overly dramatic. I believe it is. I believe we're at a crossroads. And there's going to be a choosing that says, do you want to choose appeasement, giving away something? Do you want to choose containment? Oh, please stay over there. Or are you willing to do what it takes to achieve victory? I say victory at all costs. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.